We've had Marlon go against his old team, Casey go against his old team.
Yeah.
Now your turn. Is it me more? I guess everyone kind of looks at it differently.
Well, it means a lot. You know, I take every game, you know, very serious, and, you know, I approach, you know, every game the same way. But when you face your ex-team, you know, you want to try to bring your A game and try to do everything perfect. But, you know, I got so much respect for this team, and you watch this team on film. You know, I know them for 6 years. I played there for 6 years. Just a well-disciplined team all around. Their defense is playing great, fast. You know, they're not big, but they're quick to the ball. They're sure tacklers, and it's going to be a tough game, you know, for us as offense. But, like I said, they got a good defense, but at the same time, we got a good offense. And, like I said, it's going to be a tough game.
And, Mike, isn't it human nature to try to prove something to them?
Yeah, I mean, really, I had nothing to prove, you know, definitely. You know, like I said, I respect all of them. I respect the coach staff down that way. And things happen for a reason. You know, there's a reason why I left Tampa, and there's a reason why I'm here in Denver. And so I don't have no hard feelings towards Tampa whatsoever. You know, those guys are like my brothers the past 6 years, and, you know, I respect what they do, and they respect what I do at the same time. But, you know, I'm a Denver Bronco, and I'm going to go into this game and do whatever I can to help this team win.
When you left Tampa and, you know, you didn't know what type of position you'd be in,
right?
Things have really worked out well for you here.
Yeah, definitely. And I accepted my role, and my role changed every single week. And I'm just trying to do what my coach is asking me to do. If it's play fullback, third down back, whatever they ask me to do, I'm just willing to do. And I'm proud to be part of this team. And, you know, last year we stalled as offense, but I think it's time to bounce back. But we know it's going to be a tough game, you know, with the Buccaneers coming in. You know, well, all around, you know, they're a very tough team. Special teams on offense, there's a well-balanced team all around. And like I said, I know this team very well. You know, I was on the team for 6 years. I know how Derek Brooks play, Bear Rude, you know, Cato June. I know all these guys. Jermaine Phillips, the safety. So, you know, I'm very familiar with them, but I know they're going to bring it. You know, they're going to keep coming until the whistle's blown. But at the same time, as the offense, I know we'll be ready for them.
Did you share that information with your coaches and your teammates?
Yeah, I'm letting everybody know. You know, if they have any questions, or, you know, I'm telling the running backs exactly, you know, how they play and how they scrape to the ball and how they get off blocks. And like I said, I have the utmost respect for them. Excuse me. You know, because they're some great players. You know, Barrett Rude is a second-year starter. And, you know, he's a guy that could get off blocks and he fills the holes. And you know, he could be a Pro Bowler. You know, everybody know about Derek Brooks, a 9-time Pro Bowler. Cato June, probably the fastest ball the whole group. And, you know, he scrapes to the ball good. So I'm just trying to get my teammates, get the running backs familiar with their linebackers and with their defense. But I believe we'll be ready. Well, matter of fact, I know we'll be ready for this team. And like I said, we got a high-powered offense. We stalled last week, but we're going to bounce back this week.
How important is it to be real patient with this defense, considering they don't really allow you to get the ball down the field?
Well, we definitely got to be real patient. You know, we got to get what we can get. You know, they really don't give up too many big plays on that defense side of the ball, especially, you know, running the ball. They're very very disciplined gap defense. They know what they're doing. A lot of guys have been in that system for a very long time. Derek Brooks is the leader of that defense, and he has that defense ready to play. And if you don't play right, you know, Derek, you know, as a leader on that team, will get his defense, you know, in order. And so we just got to get what we can get. You know, sometimes it'll be 4 or 2 yards, and, you know, maybe we'll break a big one. You know, hopefully we'll break a big one. But I'd say right now this is probably the best defense we're going to face, you know, out of all the teams we play. So we know that, but we're ready. You know, we're not scared at all. You know, you got to give respect, you know, when it's due, and, you know, respect is due. This is a great team overall, but at the same time, we're a good team, and we're doing a lot of good things too here in Denver.
Brooks is 35 years old. How's that guy keep going?
Well, he has a work ethic. In off season, he knows what he has to do, you know, to get his body ready. And he is getting older, but at the same time, he hasn't lost a step, you know, really. You know, he's probably slowed down a little bit, but when it's the game is between the lines and he knows he's got to make the play, I mean, Derek Brooks probably the first on the play. And, you know, just like Ray Lewis, you know, guys get older, but at the same time, they still got that fight, you know, in them. And Derek Brooks, you know, one of the best, you know, cover linebackers in the game and one of the sure tacklers in the game. And you know, he's a Pro Bowl guy. He's a pro, and he knows how to get himself ready.
Michael, how satisfying and enjoyable has this season been for you so far?
For me?
Guaranteed anything? Yeah, for you.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean,
you know, guaranteed to make a roster or anything. Here you are.
I'm feeling, man, get out of here. Well, I'm feeling good, you know, right now, and I'm excited to be on this team. And, you know, even though we lost last week, I know we have a good team, and we just saw last week. Sometimes, you know, things like that happen, but we just got limited to the mistakes and, you know, interceptions, the turnovers, things like that. But, you know we're facing a tough defense. But my overall effort is, you know, I'll go out there and I'll play my hardest, and the coach staff, they know that. So I'm not satisfied with what I've done, because there's always room to get better. So I'm just keep looking to get better every single week.
There has to be some satisfaction that your old team's coming to town and you still – playing well. You know, right, I mean, and right. Not just like you're just on a team. You, right. You have a big role and you're playing well and you can,
yeah. Well, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it, and they know I'm looking forward to it, and they know I'm going to go out there and play my hardest like I do every single week, and I know when I'm in the game, they're going to try to play the hardest and try to stop me, and that's just the way it always been. You know, I was out there for 6 years and during camp and, you know, doing mini camps out there and doing training camps. You know, I went against that defense. They know how I practice against them. You know, they'll hit me, I'll hit them, and they just know how I play. I play hard, I play downhill, and at the same time, they play the same way. They got some great D linemen. Guys come off the edge, you know, very fast, and their linebackers scrape to the ball, get off blocks. So, like I said, it's going to be a tough game, but I believe they'll bring their A game, and at the same time, we will do the same thing also.
Is it an emotional game at all?
No, I'm not emotional at all. I mean, I left on good terms there. I have no ill feelings towards anybody in that organization. You know, me and Coach Gruden, we had a good relationship. All my teammates out there, they respected me. I respected them. So it's not emotional at all. You know, you want to play well against your old team, of course. But, you know, I'm approaching this game the same way like any